On the 7th of October, Venezuela will vote to elect a new president. Two candidates have campaigned their ideas for the last 3 months, and this election is too tight for an early call. Despite this important day, Venezuelans living in Australia are struggling to vote. Eduardo Jordan found out more.
Venezuela is about to make history. The second country to become socialist in Latin America will vote for president on the 7th of October, and it's not clear who's going to win. President Hugo Chavez is running as a candidate for the third time in a row, while Enrique Cipreles is the opposition candidate. Both have very different ideas and perspectives for the future of Venezuela. According to official numbers from the Venezuelan government, nearly 19 million people are allowed to vote in Venezuela, and just 100,495 Venezuelans are allowed to vote overseas. Maria Margarita Ruiz is a Venezuelan living in Australia, and she is a member of Voto Joven, or Young Vote, an impartial organization who advocates Venezuelans to vote. She says the two candidates are very different.
The candidate that is in power at the moment, his background is the military, so he believes in the socialism, and he's trying to, you know, to get to the socialism. The other candidate that we have at the moment is it's a young candidate. It's just 40 years old, and he's trying to solve all the division that we have at the country in the moment, that if we are with the government or against the government, he's trying to create a new belief that things can be done different in Venezuela.
She says overseas votes could even decide the winner.
The overall voters outside Venezuela, we are around 100,000. And then what's going on is that in Venezuela, if both candidates are like 50-50%, is when the Venezuelans outside the country are going to make the difference.
Diego Granados is a designer and developer living in Brisbane. He agrees with Ms. Reese and says people overseas still want to have a say about their home country.
I actually think that most people overseas are, you know, like always interested in the political situation in Venezuela. So, you know, we always want to be part of that in some way. So, yeah, I'm definitely sure that that will make a difference. It's actually for me important to know, you know, what's happening in the country and what's going to happen next, you know. So, and even for myself, you know, if at some point I need to go back, then it's, you know, important for me to know.
However, the voting process for Venezuelans overseas is not simple, and the financial costs stop some voters from going to the polls. Ms. Reese says the Venezuelan government is restricting the way of voting, which reduces the number of Venezuelan voters across Australia.
In the past, we tried different things to register. The embassy moved to Adelaide and to Sydney until April this year. They could register in their cities. But then in February, we had a cancellation from the embassy. The meetings that we were expecting in Brisbane, Melbourne, and Perth. So at the end, from these three cities, we all had to go to Canberra to register. That's why we miss lots of Venezuelans that they couldn't afford going to Canberra. So that's why at the end, the number that we have is 992 registered to vote.
This closure affected Mr. Granados, and says it was too complicated for him to vote in Canberra, so he decided not to do it.
I actually think it was a very negative action. In fact, I'm not going to be able to vote in this election because it was just too expensive for me to go to Canberra and sign up like 3 months ago and then come back and then go back the next Sunday to vote again. So it was very difficult. I think that happens to a lot of people. Yeah, I think it's very disappointing actually.
Even with the disappointment of not voting, Mr. Granados is expecting transparency on this election.
I think in general, I hope, you know, like this end up being like a peaceful and transparent process. And I also expect, you know, like to see a lot of people voting, you know, in the next Sunday. And definitely a positive change, you know, that we definitely need.
Ms. Reese expects the same and believes Venezuelans need to support each other for their country.
I believe it's going to be hard to get together again as a Venezuelans. But we are trying to change that. At the end, you can feel in the people in Venezuela and outside that they want change, that they want something different, that they believe that we are a huge country with natural resources and good people. So at the end, we need to move forward.